This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. One of the villages participating in the district basketball tournament in Bethel this week lost a teammate just last month. 18-year-old Muggy Peter was a member of the Kipnuk Falcons. He and his mother were on the Ute commuter service plane that crashed on February 6, killing both of them and three others. KYUK's Greg Kim spoke to the Falcons, who say this tournament is for Muggy.
On the night of February 6th, Muggy's teammate and one of his best friends, Caden Hanley, was hanging out in his mom's room, just playing around on his phone.
And my gram started crying. I was wondering what was wrong, and I just went back to my phone, and she came in, told me that they were in a plane crash. I didn't want to talk or say anything or do anything. I just stayed in my room.
Another teammate, Chase Martin, described his reaction to the news that Muggy, his mom, and two others from Kipnuk had lost their lives.
Everything felt dark that day. I couldn't believe it. Just like felt like a dream.
Falcons head coach Benjamin Farber gathered up his team. He told them it was okay to grieve, that it was a time to be vulnerable. Farber says he also talked to the team about the games ahead.
On Tuesday when we had practice, that I had a little talk with the boys about how we should walk in Muggy's footsteps, because he always was positive regardless of what was happening.
He would always make people smile.
That's Muggy's friend Russell John.
Even if he was in pain.
And Muggy did hurt often. The day of the crash, he was coming back from a medical appointment for his kidney condition, something he often made trips for. But teammate Chase Martin says Muggy fought through his pain, and the rest of the Falcons have learned to fight through theirs.
We pushed even harder after what happened, because we wanted to go to state for him.
Russell says the team brings Muggy's number 21 jersey to every game, and he sits with the team on the bench.
And we play hard for him.
Muggy is not the first teammate that Kipnuk's lost. Last year, Keel Olehoya passed away from cancer. Muggy's cousin, Anna Kashituk, says she feels both are watching over them.
This tournament, we want to do it for Muggy and for Keel also. And we're going to stay Muggy strong and Keel strong.
Both the boys and girls teams from Kipnuk will be playing this week to get to the state tournament, and they feel Muggy and Keo will be right there beside them. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
Last year, in May of 2019, a Raven plane landed so hard on the Quinnahawk airstrip that it knocked off one of its landing wheels and scared the three passengers on board. Those passengers are suing Raven, but Raven blames the native village of Quinnahawk, which owns the airstrip, for the incident. KYUK's Christy Schallenberger reports.
Myron Angstman is a Bethel-based lawyer representing the Raven passengers. Two are adults, one is a child. He says his clients are suing Hägglunds, the company that operates Raven-owned planes in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, for causing bumps and bruises during a hard landing in the village of Quinnahawk last year. But Angstman says the biggest injury was psychological.
Anybody who's been through one where the plane loses control and bounces or skids or tips or whatever happens understands that they are a very frightening experience.
Raven is the main airline service for Quinnahawk. The tribe is the only one in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta that owns and operates its airport, which means it's responsible for maintenance and repairs. And the runway's maintenance problems have been well documented for years. The airport struggles with erosion, and last year planes couldn't land at night because the lights were out. According to the complaint filed by Angstman, a Raven plane landed hard on the runway in May of last year and lost its front wheel. Angstman's complaint is seeking, quote, non-economic damages.
In other words, there's no out-of-pocket expense that we're going to be claiming.
He says he doesn't have an amount for the damages his clients are seeking. Angstman says that will become more clear as the case continues. The incident didn't make it into the National Transportation Safety Board's database, which NTSB Alaska Chief Clint Johnson says is reserved for accidents that leave substantial damage. Landing gear malfunctions aren't included. But attorneys representing Hägglunds, filed a third-party complaint that blamed Quinnahawk for the incident and denies that any injuries occurred during the hard landing. They claim that Quinnahawk's long-standing maintenance issues were directly responsible for losing the wheel. The firm representing Hagelin did not respond for requests for comment, and KYUK was unable to reach Quinnahawk and the lawyer representing the tribe for comment as well. But a recent newsletter from Representative Tiffany Zolkuski, a Bethel Democrat, shows that Native Village of Quinnahawk's president, Darren Cleveland, met with her about funding and safety needs for its airport. The same firm hired by Raven is also representing another regional airline in a lawsuit against the company who runs Bethel Airport's control towers. A Grand Aviation plane crashed and burst into flames on the Bethel runway last summer. All five passengers and the pilot escaped with minor injuries. Both the lawsuit and complaint were filed after an NTSB report was released February 20th that revealed Alaska has twice as many aviation accidents as the rest of the country, and it called on federal regulators to work with the state to improve aviation safety. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.
Last Friday, longtime Bethel educator, artist, and community organizer Renee Athanas retired from the University of Alaska Fairbanks Kuskokwim campus. And next month, she will be inducted into the Alaska Women's Hall of Fame. It's a good time to look back on everything Renee has done for the community, after which you may be asking, what hasn't she done? KYUK's Greg Kim has the story.
Renee Athanas first arrived in Bethel in 1973 to teach art at the Kuskokwim Learning Academy, and she quickly fell in love.
I fell in love with Bethel, and mostly I think I fell in love with the people, because it was a, and still is, a very tight-knit community.
Perhaps because of Renee's love for Bethel's people, she became a part of efforts to create groups and places for people to go. One of her favorites is Saturday Market, a bazaar for local artisans. She says the idea came from watching artists struggling to sell their work.
I mean, they'd go to the hospital or they'd go to office buildings and they'd be trying to peddle these beautiful pieces of artwork to people when what they really needed was a steady, safe, warm place where they could sell them and actually get paid what they should be.
Longtime friend Judy Wazirski says Saturday Market is just one of the reasons she nominated Renee for the Alaska Women's Hall of Fame. She almost runs out of breath trying to name everything Renee has had a hand in.
She started Kuskokwim Art Guild. She was a big part of Bethel Council on the Arts and has been president or CEO for years. The Soup Bowls, Youth Art Camp, Best in the West, Dog Show. The list goes on. When she hears someone come up with an idea, she starts thinking, well, how can I make that happen in Bethel?
The one organization Renee's proudest of helping to create is the Tundra Women's Coalition.
When I got here, there was absolutely no place that a woman who had been assaulted or was in trouble or just needed shelter for her and her kids, there wasn't any place to go.
Judy says that's what Renee does, make places where people can go and feel like they belong. She added that's what Renee did with her high school art classroom.
A lot of the students that would hang out in there were the ones that didn't feel they had a place in the school, a niche, and she opened her doors for those students.
The environment created in her classroom may have saved Renee's life. On February 19th, 1997, something happened in Bethel that many people, including Renee, are still recovering from.
I don't know. It's still pretty hard to talk about it. It changed everybody's life that was there that day.
That's the day a student at Bethel Regional High School brought a gun to school. Judy was watching as Renee approached the shooter.
He had just shot a student, and then he shot our principal, and people were running and hiding, and she went out there in the lobby and walked up to him and said, Ivan, you know, give me your gun. You don't want to do this. And She was able to break through to him for that moment or so, and he didn't shoot her.
The shooter, Ivan Ramsey, was one of the kids who found solace in Renee's classroom. She says her relationship allowed her to feel like she could approach him, even with a gun in his hands.
I would think that's probably what it was, is that he didn't have those feelings of distrust toward me.
Renee wonders if more people had reached out to him. Maybe he wouldn't have shot anyone. Maybe he wouldn't have brought a gun to school.
you know, afterwards it's easier to say that, oh, if you'd have done this and this, this, it would have been different. But life often turns on one kind act or one mean act.
In the 20 years that have passed since the shooting, Renee's continued her mission of creating places for people who need them. And in retirement, she says, of course she's going to stay involved, but she also hopes she's able to inspire others to step up.
I'm hoping that people will see that you can do a lot for your community without giving too much of yourself. You can just give a little and you can, it doesn't take a lot. You should reach out. You should give a little energy and do it. Support yourself and your community.
For everything she's done, Renee Athanas will be inducted into the Alaska Women's Hall of Fame April 28th. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your comments and your news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News UkTune coming up.